morning, Dad. Just giving you a quick call. How you doing?
Registering
with Angel's grandparents. So they're waiting in stack for us. Just wanted to say hi to you, and hope you have a great day today.
Love you, W4FCM signing.
NGU KN4 VWA. For NGU KN4 VWA.
W4NGU.
Get up this morning. How you doing?
Volume down. I thought that was you, but it wasn't sure the first time around.
Hey, it's Ernest too. You need a winder broke?
But he could sure break them, couldn't he?
You know, the number of people that recognize that reference these days, that group is getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Video by Andy on Facebook the other day. And the name of it was Aunt B's Dying Wish or something, Death Call or something. It was the last time he spoke to her on the phone, and she said, I sure wish I had been, what did she say, easier to get along with. She's well known as not getting along with any of the cast, and bitter at getting so typecast and all this kind of stuff, and so it wasn't really an apology. She just wished she had gotten along better. And he was very gracious. He said, yeah, she got along okay, but it's not true. But he was, he could have slammed her good, but I guess he didn't want to speak ill of the dead.
Yeah. And, you know, I've seen photographs of her in her early days, and she was gorgeous.
I can't imagine. But people change a lot, you know. You're probably right. But I guess it was kind of hard to climb out of that character.
By the time she got up out of that character, it was time for her to retire anyhow. But, you know, some folks can't let go. But you know this thing about looking good young? Man, I'm getting better looking every day.
UBI or something. I don't know. I saw Aunt B in just a generic Western movie, exact same character. She was fixing meals for the cowhands on a cow drive. Exact same hair and voice and character.
I'm not surprised. I'm getting a phone call. I'll be right back.
AR. N0TR. W4NGU. Aldi or Walmart run. That's unusual.
GUK4VWA. She's checking in with me, telling me what I'm going to have for supper tonight. And I went looking for a thing of ice cream last night. And she knew we had one, but I couldn't find it. I looked in both of our freezers, one in the pantry and one in the kitchen. Didn't see it, so anyhow, she says, we will have a little bit of ice cream tonight.
You let me down Saturday. You were supposed to let me know how the brisket was, yay or nay.
The food was excellent. The environment, I would rate, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, about a 5. And it's a new place down there. The price, a little on the high side. It was like $30 for a brisket plate and a pulled pork plate.
It's not too bad. What was it about, they just didn't have decorations up good, or they couldn't decide on a decent motif?
When I rode all the way down there from Inman, Fountain Inn, and she was not going to be denied her brisket or pulled pork. So the way they have it set up inside is not organized well. So when you get more than about six or eight people standing in line, you got to go past their entrance, and then it winds back around back into a dining area where people are trying to eat. It's just not well organized the way they've set it up.
I renovated an old building and just couldn't get a good floor plan.
No, actually, it actually looks like a brand new building.
Do some planning. Well, I don't think you'll be making that trip again as far away as it was.
Well, the 10Q line up here in Inman does a good job on their brisket. But the problem is he doesn't do brisket all the time. So, timing being as it is, I'm going to have to be in a dire straits for some brisket before I go back down there. You're right. Yeah, and I'll tell you something else, too. They advertise these beef ribs. They didn't have any. They were sold out. I'm not sure they had any to begin with.
Yeah, we went to Outback for the first time in a long time, and I got a full rack of ribs, and they were delicious. And the sweet potato I got was fully cooked. It was nice and soft, and they had plenty of good butter and brown sugar, and had a good salad, and I just enjoyed that meal. But I hadn't been in there in a long time.
Where'd you go there on Haywood Road?
No. That John Dodd Road over there in Spartanburg off 26. But I tell you what, we had a $50 gift card, and it took all of it but $3.50, and that was not counting the tip. They have really gone up. Their salmon is $23 now, and that's no salad. That's the salmon. They're right proud of it.
You know the problem, don't you? Printing money up in Washington faster than you can let the ink dry.
Marching problem, I thought you. Did you see that it wasn't Outback, I believe it was Texas Roadhouse, that their CEO that started the thing, and who knows what he was worth, committed suicide about a month ago.
See that? Did they figure out why?
I think it was drug related.
Flying at 60,000 feet without leaving the ground, then.
Well, that's success. He just didn't think he had enough fun in life, so he had to delve into other areas. I'll never understand that.
I would rather go broke from having bought too many toys than to get that bored and just do myself in. I'll never understand that either.
Demise is not peaceful. You just tell him that he didn't commit suicide. I just don't think I could do that. Of course, I'm not in the mental state to be thinking that way, so I'm not making fun of people. That's a very serious thing. But I'd have to get pretty far down the road before I could do it to myself.
Freddie told Sue that, you know, if I come down with some kind of cancer that is just, or something that is just flat out incurable, I'm just going to go and go and go and go until I just can't go no more, and I'm going to take some painkillers, and you'll read about me on TV or hear about me on TV, Harley Davidson, 140 mile an hour, chased by 40 police cars, hits embutment.
I tell you, I've always said, give me one more breath. Give me one more breath. But I've got friends in nursing homes that a good day is when they can gurgle. And they don't know they're there. And they, you know, they'd just be better on to go to a better place. But, you know, that's the Lord's decision. But I'm about to conclude you can live too long.
I agree. And like I said, when I hit that point where I just can't stand it no more, I'll go ahead and check on out and let him take me on.
Well, at that point, I'm kidding, of course, but I'll start to say I might start making meth and see how much money I can make.
Hey, you know, like the guy on, what was that TV show? He was a school teacher and he thought he had cancer. He wasn't going to survive and started making drugs and then found out he was going to live.
Breaking Bad. The premise of the show, you know, the lives he must have destroyed making all those drugs and everything, you know, that's bad. I understand that. But another thing the show is that if you can try to find a positive point on it is, you know, the little guy finally makes big and makes more money than a company on NASDAQ and that kind of thing. You know, it gets kicked all around. You know, in the first show or two, he's got a part-time job to make bills meet at a car wash, and he's down on his knees washing a tire, and some of the kids in his class come up and say, "Mr. White, is that you?" And they even took a picture of it, and he just got kicked all he could get kicked and decided he'd climb out of it.
The final conclusion on that show, did he get caught and put in prison, or did he quit, or... Well, I never did watch it. What was it?
And he fashioned a submachine gun in the back of a Cadillac, and when the trunk opened, it started fanning back and forth, firing, and killed all the bad guys that had given him a hard time and hurt family members and all this kind of stuff. So he got his revenge, but he also took one of the bullets, and he lived for... 15 minutes or so, and there was some more dialogue at the very end of the show. But in the end, he walked back in the building and put his hands on the machines that had made all the money. That was his true love, not his family. And he fell over in the floor dead, and that ended the show.
Apropos ending for a drug pusher.
Pinkman, the young high school guy that he'd commandeered to help him make all the stuff, you know, he finally broke away from Walt. He was there that on the floor and didn't get shot with Walt. He jumped in a car and broke through the fence, and he's speeding away, screaming, you know, "Finally, I'm free." And the cops are passing him going in. They don't know who it is. And so old Jesse got free. But then he started a one-episode movie. I guess it just didn't make it as another series, called El Camino, where there was a slight continuation of it. But that's all there was that, or it might have been four or five episodes, but it was a very short-lived thing.
Go straight?
I don't know if I watched all of that, but anyway, the lawyer, Saul, the funny guy, you know, better call Saul, he was in that one with him. And they both have some episodes of some sort.
Have you noticed the lack of creativity in television these days? They can't really, they don't seem to be able to come up with some good stuff, so they're just rehashing the old. You saw where they're going to get rid of NCIS New Orleans and bring on something new, NCIS Hawaii.
Would play well, and they just kind of put a twist on them to keep them as fresh as they can. But I guess that's the name of that tune.
See where they're bringing back Night Court?
Yes.
One or two more that they're bringing back. Anyhow, they're just regrinding the old stuff, resetting it. And, anyhow.
Bringing it back as the comedy show or as a Judge Judy deal?
I don't know. That John Larroquette's going to be on it. It's going to be, instead of Harry Stone, you know, the character Harry Stone passed away. Anderson, he passed away. You know, he lived in Asheville. And the premise on the show is it's going to be his daughter is going to be the judge.
Well, let's let somebody have it, and I'm just about where I'm going. Good to hear from you. And we'll have to make some more plans for our excursions we've been talking about. W4 Never Give Up, listening for your final.
So, you say you're off on Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday. One of those days I might spend doing stuff for my dad, but that hasn't been determined yet.
Well, all right. Well, look, Thursday, if you want to see some of the guys like Pete Langford or Scott Brothers or Bill Wilcox, they're all coming up to my place and we build models on Thursdays. And we could show enough, do a little bit of skullduggery on an antenna if you wanted to. So why don't you think about kind of just riding by for a little bit, maybe having lunch with us.
There won't be any antenna work. If you got those guys that are not interested in that, they're not going to want to do that. So I know the name of that tune, but I'll have to see what's heading up for Thursday then. Y'all bringing in food or what's happening?
No, generally everybody brings their lunch and some pick up subs. And I just eat out of the house there, but I got plenty for you to eat there at the house, bud. Just swing on by. And as far as talking about the antenna, they can just keep on building their, working on their stuff while you and I sit there and talk about the we can stir up a little bit of interest in them.
Well, I'll look into that. Thursday has been the day I've been going and relieving my sister. She goes over there about every day since she's retired. It sounded like a good one. Steve, you have a good day. You must be out. Going to make a little money, a little ham radio money, or you'd still be sleeping. So have a good one, my friend. W4, never give up.
W4NGU, KN4, VWA, try to behave today, bud. Be constructive. I'm clear.